blaming a failing education system. I'm Christy King.
A year later, an arrest is made in a sexual assault case involving an area surgical assistant. I'm Mike Marilla.
Also breaking, former Attorney General Bill Barr may testify before the January 6th committee. WTOP at 7 o'clock.
Buffalo supermarket shooting suspect in court. CDC panel backs a kid's COVID booster.
Children ages 5 to 11 years old could soon be eligible for a third dose.
Was a January 6th rumor reality?
They believe they have evidence a tour was given.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In Buffalo, the young man accused of targeting African Americans and killing 10 was back in court today. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
18-year-old Peyton Gedron remained silent during the hearing. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea. As the suspect left, someone in the spectator section called him a coward.
Peyton, you're a coward.
Meanwhile, the pain and sorrow and anger continues. Mark Talley's mother, Geraldine, was one of those killed.
It's like Groundhog Day. Like, how many times have we seen a young white supremacist, they post on a far-right social media site what they plan on doing, what type of people they hate, who they want to target?
Gedron is charged with first-degree murder. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Reverend Al Sharpton at this hour is leading a rally in Buffalo. Another step towards getting COVID-19 booster shots to kids ages 5 to 11. CBS's Alexander
Tan. The CDC director is expected to sign off on their recommendations to clear the shots. The decision comes amid a renewed surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations around the country, including in children. Data presented to the committee suggests vaccine effectiveness against symptomatic infection from two doses has declined in children, as it has in older ages.
According to a senior White House official, the first flights of baby formula into the United States are expected within days as federal officials are putting the final touches on plans to fly in supply from Europe. An official tells CBS News a flight from Zurich, Switzerland to Plainfield, Indiana is set to include 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles of three types of baby formula brands that are all hypoallergenic formulas. A source tells CBS News that former Attorney General Bill Barr has been speaking with members of the January 6th House Select Committee and is likely to sit for a formal interview. The Congressional Committee probing the January 6th attack wants to talk to a Republican lawmaker. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The House Select January 6th Committee not only says it has evidence that Barry Loudermilk of Georgia gave a U.S. Capitol tour on January 5th, 2021, when the complex was closed. They say Republicans aligned with Loudermilk claim to have reviewed security footage and found no evidence of the tours. According to the Select Committee, their review of their evidence directly contradicts that denial.
Congressman Loudermilk says it was a constituent family meeting with their member of Congress in the House office buildings, and the family never entered the Capitol building. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 237 points. The NASDAQ fell 30 points. Now this.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
7:03 here on WTOP, Thursday evening, May 19th, 2022. It's 84 in Roslyn, could be down to the 50s later. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Liz Anderson. The top local stories we're following this hour. Virginia public schools are in major decline. That's according to a new report from the state's education department. It says expectations, standards, and academic performance have all dropped while the achievement gap among students has grown. But Virginia's governor says he's got a new plan to turn it around.
Promising historic investments in education.
I am so impatient on getting a budget out of our Senate that will, in fact, raise teacher salaries, provide bonuses.
Governor Glenn Youngkin's plan for education includes supporting innovation at
lab schools, governor schools, magnet schools, charter schools.
There's focus also on apprenticeships and workforce training, personalized learning plans for struggling students, and high reading standards.
New individualized reading plans implemented in partnership with parents.
Christy King, WTOP News.
A woman tells police she was sexually assaulted by a surgical assistant in Olney during the removal of her wisdom teeth. She says it happened more than a year ago now. Montgomery County police have made an arrest in the case.
The woman was having the procedure at the Olney Center for Oral oral and maxillofacial surgery back on April the 5th of last year when she says a surgical tech groped and sexually assaulted her when he assumed she was still asleep. According to court documents, she was awake during what happened and after leaving got herself swabbed for DNA at a hospital and called police. That surgical tech, Mir Asadullah Naqvi, denied any wrongdoing last year, according to police, but this month DNA linked him to the crime. Naqvi faces several sex offense charges and remains held without bond. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
There are some major changes happening at Reagan National Airport that may be confusing for some passengers. Because of recent expansions at the airport, signs at terminals and gates will soon look different.
No airlines or gates will be moving. It's just a sign enhancement.
Right now, Reagan National is divided into Terminal A and Terminal BC. But that's about to change. Starting early next month, it will instead become Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Airport staff will be on the lookout for passengers that need assistance.
Crystal Nosell is with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, which oversees Reagan National. She says another big change will include gate numbers getting a letter before them. For example, gates 1 through 9 will become gates A1 through A9. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Make sure you don't fall for a new scam. This one involves jury duty. Loudoun County authorities say several residents got a phone call from someone claiming to be a sheriff's deputy who told them an arrest warrant had been issued because they never appeared for jury duty. The scammer then told the would-be targets they could avoid arrest by paying a fine. Any Loudoun County residents who were a victim of this scam are asked to tell the sheriff's office, remember, police departments in our area, really anywhere, they don't operate in this way. They would never call someone and threaten them in this way because they didn't serve on a jury.
Coming up after traffic and weather, we've got some breaking news. Former Attorney General Bill Barr may testify before the January 6th committee. Also, why didn't Republican congressional leaders cut ties with Donald Trump after the Capitol riot? And New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin joins us to discuss the new book he co-wrote, This Will Not Pass. That's coming up in a few minutes. It's 7:06.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
Federal Agencies Digital Guidelines Initiative, known as FOGI, helps agencies transition to an electronic environment mandated by the M1921 deadline. Kodak Alaris has the digital roadmap to prepare you for the transition. With our portfolio of FOGI-compliant scanners, software, and services, Kodak Alaris simplifies record archival and management. Ensure compliance by December 31, 2022, and request a live demo at alarisworld.com/go.
It's nice to have you here at 7:08.
Michael and Son's spring AC tune-up for only $49.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Rick McClure in the WT.